That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I imagine most of you are listening to the Grammys tonight. They're always exciting. But I'm going to talk to you about the month of February, the month of knowing the truth and proof coming to the surface. We have some powerful stelliums that are going to change everything. Major shifts are coming, extending into March, leading up to the spring equinox and the Libra lunar eclipse that is also in March. This eclipse on March 25th brings an explosive energy that pushes us to give up our competitive, individual outlook and seek the power of the collective. And it's in Libra. And Libra is about partnerships and friends. I should tell you what a stellium is. A stellium is when there's four planets or more in the same sign. These two stelliums that are happening in Aquarius and Pisces are going to bring out some strong endings in our life. Strong endings. Some major beings are coming along. I'm sorry, some major beginnings are coming along with getting out of our comfort zone this month. We will be shedding a lot of excess burdens. The Aquarius time frame is between February 10th and 18th. So that's this next week. And the Pisces time frame is February 25th to 28th. I'm going to try to give you some insights to help you prepare. I have my sun and moon conjunct in Pisces and my Venus and Mercury in Aquarius. So I'm sure I'm going to be feeling a little bit of this too. With the Aquarius, that's the first stellium. We have Pluto, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, and the sun, all in the sign, all in the range from 0 to 28 degrees Aquarius. What does all of this mean? Well, it'll be our first conscious realization of what this represents in our personal lives. So this is not going to be worldwide, but this is going to be more personal than listening to what's happening out there. This is going to be happening inside of you. People will start taking a more integrative approach. People added to teams, people working together in tandem, and the major isolation that we've had to deal with since the pandemic, the last 2.5 years, is going to start to fade. All this energy will transition into more of a creative, integrated energy. The collective is going to be blasted out of its preconceived limitations. We are all walking out of our mind traps, our personal jails and confinements, and our blockages and fears. The limitation we have placed upon ourselves. This is a very personalized transit with the sun leading the way. So by mid-February, the sun is outpacing Mercury, and behind that is coming Pluto, Venus, Mars, and Mercury. It's feeling like the real body, the real vital essence of us, is actually getting ahead of these issues and blockages. It may even begin to feel like an out-of-body experience. And it's finally coming up to the surface, like a submarine is coming up above the water. We won't feel so burdened and weighted down. A lot of this is going to have to do with past family issues that may go way, way back, that you've held on to and worried about or regretted. We will soon begin to transcend our old limitations, like, I can't do that. My economic status or my family background prevents me from being legitimate here. I have to repeat old cycles. I have to repeat things that are a detriment to me in order to get paid, to receive a paycheck, or to feel validated in my life. This is a shadow coming from Pluto in Capricorn, which, of course, is now changing into Aquarius. It's got one more go-through in September. Many of us will begin to be proven wrong, especially if ideas were pessimistic or self-limiting beliefs. For example, you think some kind of a job that you hate or some kind of responsibility feeling very negative to you is the only thing that you can be doing. Well, I have to do it. And this is going to come to an end for you. This is upliftment. This is rising up. This is ascension. There could be another pathway that opens up to you that is more giving than the previous path. And this will be very unexpected to many people. What's within begins to be expressed without. People will start to relate to themselves completely differently as those old ego versions get brought down to size by being proven wrong. This time is a very strong time for those of us who want to raise our vibration, who are looking to level up, to elevate, or advance. Detachment is very important here, which Aquarius is very good at. And we all have certain egos, certain regrets about ourselves that have discouraged us. And our inner reflection of ourselves may be proven to be incorrect at this time. This is only difficult if we're very attached to a previous impression or idea of ourselves that does not feel relevant now. So, the question is, do I step out in a new direction or do I do something that I'm not sure will work? I cannot predict the answer for you. The major thing at this time is to remember that Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, the electric sign of unpredictability. This energy often represents defiance of the typical. This is what's tricky about this period of time, is hyper-Aquarian. Those of us who feel a strong need to predict or a strong need to plan something bit by bit and fulfill that in a strict, predetermined way, this will not be easy. We are then not given enough room for the higher forces to really provide something positive and unexpected. I want to say that again. All of you people that are in your routines and say, this is my routine, this is what I do, you're not leaving enough room for something positive and unexpected to come from the divine, to come from the universe. The good part for all those who are attached to predicting things is that things won't go negative as we predicted. Become neutral, and we have to make the best of it. What's important at this time is to have some kind of a purpose. And many of us seem to have lost that after the pandemic. something internal, something at the solar plexus, an internal flame or vision that translates you, your vision without having any physical contact, a thought, an idea, something intangible, like not being here doing this or being here doing that, something not regimented, not in form, not in formation yet, something that'll work anywhere. This can challenge the adaptability of some of our preconceived goals. It's a great time to develop some fire elements. With all these air signs, air and fire go well together. We have had a very earth-earth period of time during this decade. Now we're going into air. We have a Gemini moon and the south node in Libra just before we get to the coming of the Pisces stellium. Between the 15th and the 20th of February, we have a window of masculine energy, the energy of warm perseverance, the energy of getting it done. Meditate on that and ask, what do I need to access as a sort of fire masculine energy? And what systematic changes can I make in my life to keep that burning? February 2024 is a month when you can burn out, when you can fill up yourself with energy. The Aquarius energy will reignite fire. So any loose fire is reignitable. Then the Pisces stellium is going to soothe and heal any of the burns, any of the burdens, any of the mindsets, any of your emotional complexes that are contributing to the burnout. Don't feel like you had a loss. Just feel like you're standing in your power. There is a vital mission for some of you to fast track a healing process, and in that case, it can be good. Going on retreat, getting away, changing scenery, moving, implementing a better system, a better daily routine to heal some of the long-term turmoil. The important dates around the Pisces stellium is February 23rd through February 28th. And this Pisces stellium comes in and will last all through the Pisces season. So that's going to be right up to the spring equinox. I will be talking more about this when we get there because practically every planet will be in Pisces, Venus, Mars, Saturn, Neptune. And this happens in the last days of February. This energy will spiral us into relevance and spiritual suddenness of having to face a very spiritual component in our life. The veil will be very thin at this time. Your loved ones who have passed over, especially recently in the last 3 years, could appear to you and speak with you telepathically. This is a dark point of the year because it's just before the spring equinox. A vital period of endings for a lot of you. A way of life is ending. We'll talk more about this in March because I want to get to the new moon in Aquarius that's coming this week. It's important to be restful at this time, and it's also important to have moved things into more of a healing modality. If we have things that are off, that are unaffordable, that are draining us unnecessarily, we're letting ourselves becoming too drained, things being way too expensive, an inflationary period of time. This could be an expensive period of time, and we've got to get more creative and careful about how we spend our time, our money, and our energy. there's a great opportunity for healing. On one hand, people can overspend, but people can begin to take back their power, or people can start to reserve their energies, almost like the Four of Swords, which means rest after sorrow, or temperance, one foot ahead of the other, one foot ahead, one foot back, one foot in the water, one foot on the land. People are creating balance and cutting ties as well. And that's not easy to do. You might have been thinking about it for months or years, but the time has come. The time has come, the walrus said. I see a lot of flooding at this time, as predicted. Lots of snow and rain, rising waters, water damage, erosion, the plumbing in the houses, water systems, and irrigation will have to be worked on at this time. Could be some failure of water systems, or people have to redo their houses, bathrooms, and kitchens. On the spiritual side, be aware of how water is flowing through your body, structuring and processing your own energy. You could be run down, deteriorated, causing a loss of energy overall, or a waste of energy, or a lack of flow. So keep those fluids going in your body, please. But through the Pisces and March, something will begin to flow again. Something can be actually cured at a very deep level because you're lifting all of this stuff up. A lot of it is dead ashes, and you're just like getting it out of you. So you're going to begin to feel the flow again as we go along. Something can be actually cured at a very deep level, allowing ourselves to even trust the universe and stop blocking or rolling off, harshly imprisoning ourselves to preconceived limitations or confinement. When we do that, we create themes like poverty, lack of resources, lack, also addictions. Escapism comes up with Pisces Stellium, alcoholism, drugs, gambling, poverty, poor spending habits. All of this will come up in February and March. It takes quite a survivalist, a gritty nature, to face these things head on and resolve them once and for all. This will be big in focus for the collective astrology. I'll give you an example. Suppose you have an older sibling that absolutely is always rude to you, never helps you, always wants to take, and you have resentment. But you feel, well, she's my sister. That's going to stop. And you're going to stand up and decide that you are not going to be in a toxic environment. And you're going to pull back from the relationship. You don't have to do this in a mean way or a warlike fashion. You just have to do it. So how do we access the balance? Not burning out. A type of survivalism and resolution to the degree that we can overcome some of these goals, these grids of energy loss, without being too heavy-handed, without getting detached too much from the higher forces. That's another thing. When this is going on, it becomes emotional, and you need to remember to do your meditations and tie in every day. I used to call it tying in. Bring that white light down that spine so that you can have your energy to handle all this. This is a very powerful period of time there. We are crossing bridges. Luckily, we are coming into a dragon year in 2024. And in some cases, we have to dig or build our way out of some of the circumstances that we have found ourselves in. We have to know that we have to strengthen our character, strengthen our body and mind and spirit. And that has the capacity and the strength to change. Things will change. once it realizes that things are off and out of balance in our life. I hope that I made sense to you. We're going to stop and listen to the weekly cosmic tip, and then I'll come back and I'll talk to you more about the new moon in Aquarius on February 9th. This is Elizabeth Joyce. We'll be right back. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. And now it's time for your stargazing report, week of February 5th through February 11th, 2024. There's a serious tone to this month, as many of the inner planets sit in Capricorn, which is ruled by Saturn. Capricorn rules business and Saturn rules hard work. More importantly, Mars is in Capricorn, which is in its exaltation sign, meaning Capricorn is its best, most powerful sign. Capricorn and Saturn both rule government, signifying progress and change will be made in this area. There will also be a lot of bickering as the upcoming election moves along. This week is all about the need for change. This necessary process can seem very scary, as radical adjustments are needed for now and better things to take root. The higher vibrations and downloads are very powerful now. They're coming from space, and they are filled with new technology information. The energy will help you redesign your route to success. On Monday, February 5th, Mercury enters Aquarius and immediately conjuncts Pluto. At the same time, Venus in Capricorn squares Chiron in Aries. Words unfold their maximum impact now, with some people well aware of that. The events during this time could cause a lot of excitement, but it's still difficult to classify them at this stage. There are explosive social and political issues coming, and some disputes could have an unpleasant ideological flavor. If you want something different in your love life, you couldn't find a more auspicious day than Wednesday to change and uplift your current situation, or to find a new love interest. Opportunities for finding true love are strong, so don't let that energy go to waste. You could meet your soulmate in a very spontaneous situation, so keep your eyes and heart open and get ready. We can also expect surprising developments with respect to trade, NIT in AL, and biotechnology. Wonderful discoveries are coming in 2024. Something that has previously been under wraps could now be unveiled and cause some red heads and pale faces. It could be the cure for Parkinson's and cancer, and I also feel there's a cure coming for AIDS. Wouldn't that be wonderful? The secret is out. Light and high vibration devices may replace the common aspirin and muscle pills. Are pharmacies really on their way out? The nervousness will not let up in the days around the Aquarian new moon on February 9th. That's this Thursday. The sun and moon are in tension with Uranus in Taurus. The sun squaring Uranus is exact on February 8th, and Venus trines the latter on the 7th. On the 10th, Mercury in Aquarius squares Jupiter in Taurus. Look for new ways to review, reorganize, and revise your life. While some are still trying to understand what's happened, others are already planning a new future. Expect an extreme political fight and major upsets with politics and leaders. Everything that has been happening will begin to make sense. An understanding will sweep in if you are able and open to understanding the reality behind all the chaos that has not been adding up. Many people cannot handle the truth because it will destroy their lifelong beliefs. But we are in tearing down energy. That's what 2024 is doing, tearing down and bringing out the truth. The anxiety and shock may be too much for some people to handle, but for you, drop down into your heart center, Take some deep breaths and smile as you bear witness to all the hoopla. Disagreements could pop up on Saturday morning, but by twilight time, everything is sorted out, and Sunday is nice and warm and loving. That's in store for everyone. So relax and enjoy the closeness and comfort of your family, loved ones, and friends. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or spend some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and now we're going to go on to the new moon in Aquarius coming this week on February 9th, which is Friday. We are coming into an electric month, a very electric year. Uranus and Aquarius. Uranus is in Taurus, but it's ruled by Aquarius. So that's why the two of them go together, and they're very electric. The electrogeomagnetism environment is flaring up with 12 or more sun flares a day. 2 years ago, we didn't have any flares in a year. The core of the Earth is associated with these flares, along with weather and Earth disturbances. There will be 4 to 5 large earthquakes in Western China. There was 4 and 5 large earthquakes in Western China last month, and they each had more than a 5+ magnitude. The solar system cycles, the sun cycles in the last 11 years, and between that and the Earth's upgrade into this new dimension, is certainly feeling this energy, especially with some body challenges, challenges with sleep, aches and pains, etc., because we have to integrate this energy. We all have this energy, and we have nothing to compare it to, no prior knowledge, no dress rehearsal. Just remember to try and welcome it in. Even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you get woken up in the middle of the night, maybe with a leg cramp or with something. The information is coming in from far away galaxies and is leading us to where we are meant to be going. It penetrates every cell in our body, and it's remarkable to be aware of that. We are just flowing with energy, with new energy, with higher frequencies, plasma in this vast universe of which we are only a fraction. 2024 will be a year of revolution, and you can see that very clearly at this point. Recently, there were a lot of protests by the Dutch farmers, and also in Germany, there are some huge farmer demonstrations. The farmers, the truckers, the train drivers. And you can find all of this information online, but you won't find it in the mainstream media. In the U.S. last October, Kevin McCarthy was removed as Speaker of the House. The first time in American history a Speaker was removed through a motion to vacate. The replacement came out of nowhere, very Uranus, seemingly. Mike Johnson replaced him on October 25th, 2023. In February, he will be investigated, and the people will try to remove him as well. The people in Congress, I mean. There's a lot of questions about his personal life. He's from Louisiana and resides in Benton, Louisiana. He does not report having any assets, even though he owns multiple properties, including an island in the Gulf of Mexico. All this is being investigated. of course, and a secret will come out this month affecting his life, and he could be removed as speaker. I do know that he is a Capricorn. I find that very interesting. Parents and others are revolting against unfavorable education school boards are forcing on them. They are standing up to this forced change. They're not doing reading, writing, and arithmetic anymore. They're doing racism and sex in schools. And don't believe that your child isn't having that, because he is. Luckily, the woke environment will be dying down, and their power will be fading away this year and next. This kind of revolution is going to keep running. It takes a lot of people to keep going, but it's high, feisty, and volatile. This month will move fast, very fast, as will March. It'll just zoom by. All planets are now direct and will be until June, except for Mercury, who goes retrograde in April for 3 weeks. It's a time of momentum, and we are very much under the influence of Uranus moving direct on January 27th. Uranus activity is highlighted. This new moon is in Aquarius, ruled by Uranus. February reinforces the Earth disturbances, so get ready. Pluto is in Aquarius, the sign linked to the future, linked to the truth. It brings shocks, surprises, revolution, and rebellion. Aquarius is linked to decentralization, as well as the social, political, and economic structure that will become less centralized. That is the direction we are headed, even though now it's trying to hang on to something else. Committees, collaborations, parts of big institutions like education, the healthcare industry, corporations will become decentralized. And the example I have to show you is the popularity growing stronger about homeschooling your children. That's been going on for a while, even though the powers that be don't like it. The financial structure will become more decentralized, with microcurrencies, private wallets to run our own finances. Now, this is going to take years to unfold. Also, journalism. I think we'll become much more independent. No more mass media. No more, but we'll have more alternative channels and different internets. We're going to have more than one internet. I think that's going to start pretty soon. But we have a lot of alternative channels, and we'll have more as we go along. It will be much more like my tree roots that I talked to you about. The tree and their roots go all the way under the ground. With network information, which is very strong already, there are many communities and groups which are already being set up. There's Newsmax. There's the Epic Times, there's the Information Center, and there is so much benefit with them. These people are sharing information all the time, rather than each one having to reinvent the wheel or having to be told what to say. This is going to evolve over the next several years, and that's going to be very good. As February opens, there are intense feelings having to do with power, control, human rights. We have a Scorpio moon squaring Pluto. You will want to hurry up but take your time. And this causes frustration, which is a large theme for February. Today is February 4th. Mercury co-joins Pluto at 0 degrees Aquarius. This causes digging deep. Dig deep into the roots, root out the secrets to find the truth. Again, with Pluto moving through the last few degrees of Capricorn, it exposed corruption, around top-down structures, and it will continue to do that, mainly in science and technology. These are two of the biggest areas of interest. Any lies or corruption will begin to come to the light, and it's all for the greater good of humanity. This energy in February embraces humanity to be a force of love for the good of humanity. In the past, we have thought about going into our own unique self. And the Aquarian energy says, yes, we are becoming clearer on our own unique purpose in the world, but also in the flow, we are constantly feeding it back to the community for humanity, for the greater good of humanity. We're becoming love and we're putting out love, and that flows out and comes back. On the 7th, we have the moon conjunct Mars. That's uppity energy, conceit, angry boss. If you have to pull back from a toxic situation, make sure you do. Gain your independence and stand in your power. Stand in your independence and don't allow yourself to be treated badly or pushed around. On the 9th, we have the new moon in Aquarius at 20 degrees. See where that falls in your chart. And don't forget to set a new intention for what you want to manifest in your life in the next 30 days. Or at least begin. It's in that time frame. Is this energy in your creative area? Is it in your health area? Is it in your partnership area or your financial area? That's where you're going to find a place that you have to heal and work on. Set your intention for the area where this energy is in your birth chart. 6 planets are in fixed signs, bringing determination to our personal endeavors, being able to focus and see projects through to the end. Be careful because you could lock horns with other people who are eagerly affixed with a different point of view. You're going to see that a lot, especially on television with what's going on. What reinforces this determination even further is Uranus is squaring the new moon in Aquarius. This raises issues around truth coming to the light, shocks, surprises, proof, revolution, rebellion, vitality with the earth, solar activity, and always it can affect my field, which is aviation. I worked in aviation for a long time. It can bring disruption in aviation, power outages, no computer guidance with aviation. Also, please expect cyber attacks, any or all of these. This energy will be with us until Uranus leaves Taurus in 2026. So we really have to be on guard. While all the systems are in the process of breaking down in 2024, as Pluto finishes up its Capricorn transit, within the swirling energy, the energy is swirling now, and it's got a point of flickering light. And that flickering light is calling out to you, will you let me in? From the center of the universe, it brings in a new geometry for manifestation. Is this energy coherent or incoherent? If we are in love, joy, and peace, these are coherent conditions. This makes our human body system more healthy. It brings love, peace, and harmony into our body system. Then the energy is broadcasted to the collective field. That is what we are putting out there. The plasma, the energetic field, what we are energizing for the future manifestation. If we are angry, fearful, aggressive, restless, upset. This energy is incoherent. It's scattered. It's dark. It's jumbled. Then that is the energy we will be feeding back to the universe. And this brings in a distorted, asymmetrical geometry. They did an experiment with two plants. They had two plants in the doorway of a building. And people would come into one of the plants on the right, and they would say they loved it. They would say it was beautiful. They would talk to it. And the people on the left would swear at it, would call it ugly, and would tear it down in some way. And within 2 weeks, with good watering and sunlight and everything else, the plant that was getting all of the ugly words started to die. That's a good experiment, I'll tell you. It shows you how we're affected in our subconscious by what goes on around us. It is your social and spiritual responsibility. Saturn in Pisces. Pisces spiritual, Saturn responsibility. It is your social and spiritual responsibility. When a system is out of balance, which we certainly have at this moment, small islands, or sections of coherence in a sea of chaos, has the capacity to uplift the entire system. That's why I have my Sunday night meditation at 7:30. The information is on my website and on my monthly astrology report. So let's look at the higher frequency, a higher order. Think of yourself as one of those small islands of coherence. That's your divine assignment, especially in 2024. If you can get together with like-minded people and do some simple meditations, you will magnify the power of the group. You create an amount of coherent energy to pour into this sea of chaos. It's like a salve. A cooling, comforting sigh. Your focus is an act of creation itself. You are being spiritually, scientifically, or a spiritual physicist. So take that sigh and spread it around. It's much needed. Increasingly, grow conscious of what you focus upon. Be conscious of your conscience. If you go by rote or you're unaware of past programming or habits, then you can't catch yourself when you veer off center. Give yourself some parameters to live by day by day. You're so used to getting up, getting breakfast, getting in the car, take the kids to school, go to work, and you don't think about it. It's a habit. But I want you now to focus and become conscious of it. And make sure that everything is done in a loving manner so that you can pour out that salve to the universe. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to have our break, and then we'll be back and we'll talk more about what's going on.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs. And it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
No one in the world ever had a love as sweet as my love. For nowhere in the world could there be a boy as true as you love. All my love I give gladly to you.
Love only you or your life. You could love only me. Tell me why.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I played Karen Carpenter singing Hurting Each Other because we got to stop it and we're going to stop it this month. And you people are going to stand in your power and you're not going to allow it any longer. Whether it's at work, whether it's parents, whether it's your partner, you're going to stand up to it in a loving way and make the adjustments that you have to put an end to it. You'll be shocked. It really will happen, so good luck to you. Pluto has just moved into Aquarius. Pluto is known as the great destroyer, the great transformer. We may feel as if the powers that be are trying to rip heaven from earth at the moment. I certainly have felt that way. But this energy is brought in to help us reunite. These are the time between 27 and 29 especially. We are living in now. Our light workers' purpose. Are you listening, light workers? Your purpose is to reunite heaven to earth. You can do it. Your purpose is to reunite heaven to earth. What's interesting is that the chaos, the energy, is on the world axis at 0 degrees of a cardinal sign. Aries, Libra, and Cancer, Capricorn are cardinal signs, and they are the world axis. The energy is linked to our harvest, our grain, our food services. With the Uranus, Jupiter, Taurus conjunction and the Aries new moon in April. This is fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. It's around the 20th of April. Everybody better buy a lottery ticket that day. The Uranus, Jupiter, that's in Taurus, and the conjunction of the Aries new moon eclipse, that's in April 8th. And this issue becomes front and center. Just observe. Are there any changes with our agriculture, positive or negative, that are coming on to the public awareness, like fertilizer, that may change our food supply? The other aspect that feeds into this chaos, unstable energy, is Neptune at 26 degrees Pisces and is square the galactic center, which is at 26 degrees Aquarius. Last time that happened was 165 years ago. We had something called the Carrington event. It was in September of 1859. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, but you can read about it at length on Wikipedia. The Carrington event was the most intense geomagnetic storm in recorded history, peaking from 1 to 2. It was in September of 1859 during solar cycle 10. We are now in solar cycle 11. It created a strong auroral display that was reported globally and caused sparking and even fires in multiple telegraph stations. The geomagnetic storm was most likely the result of a corneal mass ejection from the sun colliding with the Earth's magnetosphere. The geomagnetic storm was associated with a very bright solar flare on the 1st of September, 1859. It was observed and recorded independently by British astronomer Richard Christopher Carrington. The first records of a solar flare. A geomagnetic storm of this magnitude occurring today would cause widespread electrical disruptions, blackouts, and damage due to extended outages of the electrical power grid. This was at a time that we had developed the telegraph and the Victoria event, which was a huge advance in communication at that time period. This is 1859, and we were still traveling on horseback. The huge solar flare took out the telegraph system. It took about 6 months for it to get back on track. This is another example of the unstable geomagnetics, and this energy is present through 2024 and 2025. And believe me, your cell phones would be out. What would you do without them? There wouldn't be cell phones, there wouldn't be internet, there may not even be television. So this is a coming possibility that a lot of people are talking about. Then we have Venus square Mercury, which brings in a beautiful and expansive future thinking. What are we creating in the good? What are we creating positive ways around agriculture? No, not the woke or the Green Deal, which is a fad and will be fading out this year, along with our financial systems. They're changing too, how our money operates. Jupiter squaring Pluto can blow up out of proportion whatever truths are coming to the light, magnify them, and even bring in some law and justice. Jupiter and Sagittarius are very linked to law and justice, which is reinforced by the energies. Now, we've had a couple of court cases recently that have really blown up out of proportion and have tried to bring in really unreasonable results. That's an example. You can see a strong tendency to punish those who lie to others, who are overbearing or arrogant towards ordinary people and misuse their power. We will begin to see these things and these people being punished. The lies and the arrogance, the overbearing egomaniacs. It's so interesting. It has to do with truth and equality, which is Mercury and Pluto in Aquarius. It brings in humanity. There is a great sense of equalization. Not that society will ever become equal, but it will move towards that direction over the coming years. We are in the very early stages of a transition of consciousness. We are just about halfway through. So it started in 2012, and we're going to go through 2032. The energy can bring in digital currencies that could take another step forward. Also, depending on where Venus falls in your chart, a greater yearning for independence and freedom in your relationships. One final thing. Chiron, the healer, is conjunct the North Node in Aries, which becomes exact in late February. It will be very close when we have a solar eclipse in April, the biggest eclipse of the year. Chiron is going to conjunct that. The results will be thrown into prominence and can manifest in several ways. So I'll tell you when they are. It can make us aware of our wounds, and we can get sick. Remember, when you seal it, you can heal it. When you see it, you can heal it. We can only heal it once we become aware of what the out of balance is, of what the sickness is. Where have you been wounded? Healing can be a very big theme at this time. Another thing is the I am, stepping into your power, your sovereignty, really knowing yourself. Aries is very much, I know myself. It becomes very simple. I know myself, and I'm just going to go out and do my stuff. Charon has some qualities of Uranus, in that it's often the outsider, the maverick, the one who doesn't fit in. Aries is a sign of leadership. This is going to be the time where the outsiders become the leaders. Not the ones who tell you what to be and how to be it. No, not at all. Not from the top down. But the innovators, the Aquarians, energy, innovators, visionaries, progressives, the people will want to gather around them. Yes, I love what that person is doing, and I want to be a part of it. I want to be on that team. This is a time when the outsiders can step up and become more visible. They were previously ridiculed, shunned, pushed out of society, but now they will step into leadership. Also, you have to remember that Aquarius is linked to youth, not old age, youth. With the moon conjunct Uranus this month and Mars and Pluto, emotions can get very dual, judgment and warlike. Don't get caught up in that. Don't feed the collective with your ego, self-righteousness, I'm right and you're wrong. Don't feed into that horrible, atrocious energy. Things are happening all the time on the planet at this time. They are so cruel that when I think about them, I start to cry. Unspeakable acts that are coming from our collective consciousness. Don't feed into it. Don't feed that energy. Remember this. If you want peace, you have to be peace. In all these radio shows I've done, I've tried to help everyone rise up. I've tried to help everyone be aware of vibration, frequency, and ascension. And join the Ascension Party. BBS Radio is hosting it. The Ascension Party. And I tried to give you some tools to accomplish that. Because I know what I am, I know who I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of our show, but we are going to have the meditation. I picked a song by my dear, dear friend, Bobby Darin. Make Someone Happy. And then, of course, The Moonlight with William. The Guided Meditation, and we're ending with Forgiving by Richard Schulman, because I'm really going to need that energy this month. Thank you for listening. Next week, we have the call and the questions. So I hope you'll call in and let me know you're out there. I'm sending you love and light. I'll see you then. Good night.
Make someone happy, make just one someone happy, make just one heart the heart you sing to, one smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one girl you're everything to. If you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her. Build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too. Comes and goes in a minute. Where is the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you have found her, build a world around her. Make someone happy. Make just want someone happy, and you will be happy too.
Stars tonight, oh sweet.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. Out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
Thank you.